If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
And we know the bills keep going up. They go up in every facet of our life, but there are different utilities that need permission to raise those rates. Is that a great way of putting it, Jim? They can't just raise the rate without regulators looking at this, correct?
Absolutely right. Each of the utilities have to go through an 11-month rate case before the Illinois Commerce Commission. And that's what we're doing right now with Nicor Gas and Peoples Gas.
This is Jim Chilson, the Communications Director for the Citizens Utility Board. You were on talking about Peoples Gas a few weeks ago, and now It's Nicor. And it seems like this is just an annual event for these utility companies.
It is literally for Nicor just 7 weeks after receiving $168 million rate hike. Nicor was back at the table asking for this $221 million rate hike. And we've just put out expert testimony along with a bunch of other great groups like Illinois Attorney General's Office, Illinois PIRG, EDF, Legal Action Chicago. And we are arguing that the Nicor rate hike should be cut by 80%, which means that Nicor's proposed $221 million rate hike is about five times what the company can possibly justify.
Okay, I couldn't go in and ask for a raise 7 weeks after I just got a raise. It just seems crazy that you can come to the table, negotiate a rate hike, and then go, oh, that worked pretty good. Let's go back and ask for more.
And I'm sure we talked about it last year. They actually, the Illinois Commerce Commission actually cut their rate hike by 45%, and it's like they an angry kid, you know, they came back to the table and say, we didn't get enough. And so they're asking for this $221 million rate hike. But we found a lot of corporate excess in there, a lot of wasteful spending, executive bonuses were in there. The biggest thing that we found was that they're asking for an absolutely excessive profit rate for their shareholders of about 10.35%. And the different parties in the case, if you bring all our testimony together, we are asking that that would cut the rate hike by about $89 million, just reducing their profit rate for shareholders. They argue it should be going up. We argue that it should actually be going down lower than what they're getting right now, and that would cut it by up to $89 million. So right there, that's a huge chunk of it. And, you know, they always talk about how this is about maintaining their system, you know, giving safe service and everything. Everybody agrees that they need to maintain their system, but they shouldn't do it in a way that treats their customers like an ATM. And I think this kind of exposed, our expert testimony exposed the profit motive of Nicor in asking for this rate hike.
Well, and as customers, we know we have no say-so, so we do rely on people like you, the Citizens Utility Board, the regulators, to go, hey, we need somebody to speak up on our behalf, but do we ever have a place to voice our concern?
Absolutely, and I know it's very easy to get cynical about the process, but, you know, it is so important for people to get involved. You know, our lawyers are working really hard. Lawyers for the AG's office, lawyers for Illinois PIRG are working really hard, and we need your help. So, you know, there's a petition. You can go to cubactioncenter.com and sign a petition against the rate hike. We also have links where you can go directly to the Illinois Commerce Commission website and file a public comment against the rate hikes. And you should go there sometime and just read those comments. They're so heartbreaking of people who are just having a hard time paying their bills. But that's one way to do it, sign a petition, file a public comment with the ICC. Also, there are going to be forums over the summer where people, Nicor customers, can go to these forums and speak directly to the staff of the Illinois Commerce Commission about why they're against the rate hike.
Jim, I think most people, when they post a comment, they don't think it really goes any further or has any impact. Does it have impact? Are the people making these decisions reading those comments?
Yeah, you know, you have to have hope in these cases after fighting, you know, these companies over and over again. It does make a difference. It is so important for the regulators to see that their decisions impact real people. And when people get up there and say, I cannot take this anymore, that does have an impact on them. they're thinking about that as that goes through the case. So it's just really important for people to voice their opposition, you know, to these rate hikes. The legal teams at Cub and these other groups really need the support.
How much in bonuses, executive bonuses, are we talking? Do you have any idea, any numbers?
Absolutely. So our experts went in there and they found that there was about 19, this would reduce the rate hike by about $19 million, that there were executive bonuses that were tied to profit goals. So this would be money going to executives for reaching profit goals that is great for shareholders. It benefits shareholders, has absolutely no benefit for customers. And we argue customers shouldn't be paying, you know, for bonuses that have absolutely no benefit for them. The really terrible thing about this is that even if they don't meet those profit goals, they don't give that money back. You know, if they get that in the rate hike, they just keep that money, you know, whether it goes to bonuses or not. So we argue if those are tied to profit goals that have no benefit for consumers, then consumers shouldn't be paying for them. So that's our argument in that. And that would reduce it by $19 million. If you combine that with the just cutting, lowering the profit rate for shareholders that they wanted, that's a huge chunk of the rate increase. And if you take all of the expert testimony together, the combined reductions are about $178 million, or about 80% of this rate hike that, you know, is not justified.
Wow. Jim represents the Citizens Utility Board. If you're not familiar, they are the leading nonprofit utility watchdog group here in Illinois. They were created by the Illinois legislature, been around since 1984. And since then, you've saved consumers how much money?
About $20 billion we've saved just by fighting these rate cases and through other, you know, securing refunds for consumers over the years.
Well, thanks for keeping up the good fight. And once again, tell everybody the website where they can go, leave a comment, or at least feel like they're participating.
Sure. Go to CubActionCenter.com. You can sign a petition and even file a comment with the Illinois Commerce Commission. We really need your help.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you. Have a great day.